This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let that heavy metal play in your ears as we drive along on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. Damn, glad to have you.
Is that the generic version of Enter Sandman right there? God, that's the Spectre version.
Yeah, that's of Enter Sandman.
Yeah, like, what the hell, man? Get the real music back.
I miss it.
Yeah, it's gone forever.
Bob said 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months it'll be back. Okay. what is this?
6 days.
This is 4 plus 6. So about October. Right about mid-season of football. You know, Chiefs will be like 7-0 or whatnot. We'll get a memo. Hey, you can play real music again.
Yes.
6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight. You had an evening last night. You're trying to look at mock drafts and all that sort of stuff, and you just kept getting your doorbell ring?
I mean, so yesterday, there's a guy walking around the neighborhood soliciting, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's all right, fine, whatever. I don't answer that. I haven't answered the door in 30 years. I don't answer the door. You don't need me, okay?
Bob, it's your mother.
Yeah, that's the
no
thing.
No soliciting.
Yeah, she's not showing up. I got a 1,000-mile buffer zone here, okay? So I know when anybody who's going to be there, I know they're coming over. No, you don't randomly pop in. The pop-in days are done. And so yesterday, nice day. Right? Nice day in the neighborhood. All the olds are out there doing their lawn and all this kind of stuff. And I'm watching. I'm like, Aspen Lawn and Pest Control got to take care of everything. I can relax, right? And so they're all out there doing stuff. And this guy's walking up and down the street trying to sell pest control or something like that to people and engaging everybody. And so my wife's like, God, the guy's at the door again. I'm like, oh, don't answer. Don't worry about it. This guy came to our house 5 times yesterday. And he came at 5:32, 6:22, 6:59, 7:22, and then showed back up at 9:15 last
night.
And so my wife sent me the picture of the guy, the company's name embroidered right on his chest. They'll be getting a phone call today from the neighborhood. 9:15 at night. Once somebody tells you no at 5:32 that they're not interested, you don't need to come back at 6:22, 6:59, 7:22, and 9:15. Especially at 9:15.
That's unacceptable.
It really is. I mean, it really is unacceptable to come by that late at night. I think it's unacceptable to come by at 7:22, quite frankly, for that. Dusty's like, you need to get a no soliciting sign. And I'm like, yeah, my in-laws have one. But I mean, like, does that really do anything? Clearly, this guy has no shame, no cares, probably didn't even know that he came to half these houses. But I saw him in the neighborhood all afternoon. He was walking up and down the street. 9:22 at night or 9:15 at night? Who the hell are you, pal?
It'd be funny if you did the Home Alone scene from Home Alone 1 where you cue the TV up to the door.
Yeah.
Leave the change on the door and get the hell out of here.
I don't think
snakes. Who's snakes?
I don't think he would know. I don't think this guy would have a clue. But I mean, like, once somebody tells you no, and I understand the door-to-door sales life isn't fun. Nobody wants to do that.
Rough.
It's a tough gig. I get it. I understand it. It's not Bob not being sympathetic. Eventually, you've got to be sympathetic. I'm tired of always being the one that's got to be sympathetic. Go pound sand, pal.
Well, Sean Connery says 4 no's equals 1 yes. According to Family Guy.
Yes.
No, yes. No, yes. No, yes. Okay.
9:15 at night?
That's brutal.
I'm concerned if my door's getting knocked at 9:15 at night. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Right.
What's wrong?
Like something, yeah, something.
Something's going on.
Yeah, I was already out asleep, but they were just getting home from something. They were out late last night. And my wife's like, the guy was waiting for us in the driveway to pull in. I'm like, what are you doing? So, that company going to be contacted a little bit later on today. So if you're a door-to-door salesman, once somebody tells you no, man, continue on. Don't be a jerk.
9:15 is what you said last night was the last time you came to the door. Do you think over under 9:15 when this pick happens?
At 31, if they stay put at 31, which I think it feels like a move up or down to me, but at pick 31, I think interior defensive line, because what you want at 31, in my opinion, is an immediate starter, immediate impact week one, and then an eventual Pro Bowl / All Pro. And I think those guys are there in this draft at the interior defensive line. Not so much edge. Yes, there's talent there. But I think this team, if you find a young Chris Jones or a Chris Jones compliment.
So Mitch Holtis says if you don't trade up or down, if you do pick at 31, interior defensive line.
Yep.
No complaints.
No.
Again, this is where I go back to. It's not that exciting. Like, I can find that out the next morning. That's where I'm standing on. Like, I get it. It's the draft. It's fun. The first 10 picks, everybody's like, here we go. Is Shedeur going to be? Is he going to be there? Is he going to fall? Where's Ashton Jeanty going to go? Who's getting the second? Who's going to go two? Is it Travis Hunter? Pick 31. Interior defensive line, no one's heard of.
Yeah, it will be. And like nobody heard of Chris Jones, right, when he was picked. The only reason you knew Chris Jones because he fell out of his pants. That's the only reason anybody knew Chris Jones, and because he didn't get drafted on the first day, and you saw all the scenes of him in Chicago, and then he came back the next day and was picked right at the top of the draft. They begged Chris Jones to stay at that draft because we were there, and he was not a happy camper that he was invited, didn't get picked in the first round. Chiefs trade back in. They take Chris Jones, and the rest, they say, is history. And I'm kind of with Mitch. I've been saying interior defensive line for a long time now because that does seem to be the position of strength. I think we said last week 28 of the top 100 players in this draft are defensive linemen, and the Chiefs do need a defensive lineman. As we know, Chris Jones is going to age out of this process here rather quickly, and so you need that next guy to come in. Mitch said we want an interior defensive lineman, first day starter, and Pro Bowl / All Pro. Yeah, obviously that's what you would like to have.
At
31, you'd love to get a guy like that, but I do feel like that interior defensive line is the answer. And to kind of go back to what we were talking about with Binkley with that Simmons kid, Mitch said immediate day one starter. That Simmons kid, the offensive tackle, Joshua Simmons or whatever, from Ohio State, would not be an immediate day one starter. So you want to go out there and get that immediate day one starter, and it probably is going to be defensive line. That's a long way around saying there's no chance the Chiefs have picked by 9:15. That pick ain't coming before 10 o'clock, my friend.
Ooh, boy.
That pick is not coming, unless you trade up, obviously, but you said pick 31.
Yeah.
The draft starts at 7 o'clock Central Time, okay? First pick will be at 7:10. Then you got 7:20. That doesn't include trades that may happen and then bump, you know, people back up the clock and you get a couple extra minutes on there. But I mean, it does move quicker than it used to. I mean, when it was 15 minutes a pick, I mean, that was brutal. But 10 minutes a pick, so you're figuring how many picks an hour? 6 picks an hour, right?
Yep.
Do the math.
So 10.
So about 9:22, when that guy comes back trying to schlep stuff to my house today, it'll be like pick 17, 18, 19, exactly. 20, somewhere. But no, but it does move. I mean, like if you're the Tennessee Titans, I know there's milking it. You know, you want to do it for the TV. But if you know you're taking Cam Ward, just take Cam Ward and let's let this thing move
forward. 10 minutes will be off the clock before the Titans pick.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
That has to happen.
Yeah,
that's a Goodell NFL thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's
absolutely.
Like, hey, after this, feel free. But we've got to, like, make sure people are locked in. We got to tease all the upcoming interviews, like all the things that are here.
Right.
Play the ambiance, give Lambeau its flowers, all that sort of stuff. And then 9:58, 9:59, picks in.
Picks in. And then what time do they actually get on the clock? Because coverage starts at 7. Will they be on the clock by 7:05? And so then you factor that in as well. So if you've got a bet out there for what time the Chiefs are going to pick this draft,
well, doesn't Goodell
probably take over the 10 o'clock hour?
Doesn't Goodell have to trot out there and give his like normal like 5-minute speech like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the NFL draft. The Tennessee Titans are now officially on the clock.
Yeah.
After he gives his, like, last season was great. We had a new champion in the Philadelphia Eagles, and we did this, and we have these numbers, and here's what we're excited
welcome
for.
Welcome to Lambeau, the birthplace of football, and all this other nonsense. So, I mean, I say 10 o'clock, but you know what? The NFL is a packaged three-hour window. They do a pretty good job of staying in that three-hour window. So it may be 9:45, 9:50.
This is where Mitch thinks the running back gets selected.
I think looking at this draft, you can also get that at 66 or 95.
Okay.
And that's where I think a possible trade down could happen is, and you got to find a trade partner and somebody willing to, hey, we need to go to 31 to go get somebody. But then you pick up a fourth or fifth that you don't, or fifth that you don't have, or a fourth. And I think you can find that same guy.
Loaded running back draft, maybe not going with the first pick in the third round for the Chiefs. Picking second overall in the third round. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the honey hole is for a running back. That's just my opinion. That's what I want to see happen. And I get to see that on Saturday, which is fun because Saturday, that'll be one of the first picks that we get to see.
Yeah.
So that's really where my excitement is Saturday. Like, I know Friday's fun, great time, landing, meet people, talk people, all that sort of stuff. Saturday, they pick early, and it's right there when they start the draft. It'll be team on clock, or picks in, Chiefs on clock. Okay, is this where they go get their new running back of the future? If that is the case, my Saturday is set.
So Saturday is rounds 4 through 7, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Those are 5 minute a pick. 2 and 3 are Friday. Mm-hmm. 1 is on Thursday.
So I guess Friday would be where my sweet spot would be.
So that second and third round on Friday. I mean, I think we all say running back now in the second or third round because everybody's scared to take a first round running back, right? At least up until this time last year. Then we saw what the running back position did. You see some of the running backs that are out there. You're thinking to yourself, man, they are first-round talents. Genty's a first-round talent. I mean, he's probably going to go 6th to the Raiders and whatnot. Ugh. But I still think there is a lot of folks that are gun-shy about taking a running back in the first round, and rightfully so, because you don't normally get the most out of a running back in the NFL. Last year was a little bit of an anomaly. Let's see what the running backs do over these next couple of years and see if it's still a trend in the NFL. It may be. It may be the beginning of a trend. Or it may be just, like I said, an anomaly of a season when it comes to the running backs, and everybody's going to get hurt, and you're going to see, this is why you don't take a running back in the first round, right?
No doubt. Speaking of anomalies in a season, we talked about the sophomore album that Vern has for these Royals. We get into what were the best sequels of movies. The sophomore of movies. On the other side, in our NFL draft week, draft coverage has nothing to do with football, but movies. Plus, we get into one word as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Midwest Auto Services on the Missouri side. Inbound I-70 gets pretty heavy now past Lee's Summit Road over towards Noland. Is driving your vehicle like fighting a wild bull? Does it lead, pull, or feel out of sync when you accelerate or brake? Are you replacing tires a lot due to poor wear? Let Midwest Auto Services check your alignment. Call 816-224-4247 or MidwestAutoServices.com. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan. Traffic.
This is what Bob's doorbell sounds like every time you ring it at his house.
Oh, my God.
That's why that guy was coming out to soliciting to your door.
Five times already. My wife has already called the company this morning and said, hey, you know, we said no once at 5:32. We didn't need the 6:22 visit.
Yeah,
6:59. And then the 9:15 visit to wrap up the day.
Because the popular question that we got on the text line after you went on your little rant there was, did you at least tell him no? Or did you just continue to ignore him?
Oh, yeah. We told him no. Yeah. At least once we told him no during this whole process. Like, hey, man, we're sorry. You know, we're not interested, right? Mm-hmm. And if nobody answers the door, don't keep coming back, especially at 9:15 at night. Don't paint me as the jerk in this one text line. I'm not the jerk. You showed up five times to my house. Kick rocks.
9:15 is egregious.
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 Yeah. 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 It's dark out. Okay. Yeah,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
And then from the 816, half of the Gen Z people who knock on our door don't know the meaning of the word soliciting.
That's a good point.
Darn.
Jeez.
Yeah, come on, Mac. You don't know what soliciting means?
That's
come on.
Yeah. What up? Let's keep going.
Boomer.
Yeah, that's a whoa. All righty. What all a right. Joke.
So, Gen Z doesn't know what soliciting means. Yeah. Were you the guy that tried to run me off the road to get the Denny's at 4:45 this morning, sir?
Hardee's.
No, I had a guy try to run me off the road to get to Denny's this morning at 4:45.
Needed a slammer.
Yeah
dude.
I mean, on the exit ramp to Shawnee Mission Parkway, trying to cut me off.
Maybe he was up all night just yeeting a Jey Uso on Monday Night Raw, man. He had to get that Grand Slam fix. Oh, no, it's 10:30.
It's like Paul Heyman describing what went on during the breaks of the show yesterday. Good Lord.
Boy. It is the draft, so we had to have a little fun with some of our own drafts. And yesterday I butchered Vern's thing, and I apologize to Vern on the air. I called it the sophomore season. Sophomore album. Come on, Dusty, do better. Sophomore album. So then we thought to ourselves, okay, what's a good sophomore album in music? Or what's even better, what are our best sequels? We do the draft this week where we do serpentine drafts. So it's been Bob, Mac, myself. It'll continue in that pattern. So, Bob, what's your first pick of your sequel draft? We get three picks, by the way.
Toy Story 2.
No way. That was on my board. I thought I was going to be safe with that for a
Nowhere
minute.
Nowhere near mine. I don't watch cartoons. I'm kidding. That's an annoying flex.
Wow. Okay.
I watch cartoons for sure.
I figured I would be safe with my picks.
Mm. Figure again, brother. Gen Z probably doesn't even know what Toy Story is.
People know that toys don't talk, right?
That came out in 99.
How do you even know what that is?
I don't even know. But that, I mean, that was kind of a wake-up call. Toy Story 95, Toy Story 2, 99.
Wow, that's nuts. Damn.
What's your first pick in the sequels draft, Mac?
I'm going to go Back to the Future 2.
Nice. That was definitely on my list.
Okay.
That was definitely on mine, too.
Oh, you guys. Well, that's awesome. I get to double pick here. Mm-hmm. So the draft is officially won by me here. All right, so I'm going to go Terminator 2 as my first pick. Godfather 2 as my second pick. Mm-hmm. I ain't done. Draft over.
Probably not. Is it my turn or is it Max's?
Max,
your turn.
Or my turn? Okay, I'm going to go Hunger Games Catching Fire. Maybe a hot take, but I think that's
just
very good
draft. Okay, and I'm going to go with my two picks. I am going to go with Empire Strikes Back.
Good one. Have you seen it?
Yep.
Mac?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am going to go. I'm going Rocky IV.
Is that a sequel?
Yeah.
I thought it was a sequel. I thought Rocky II would be the sequel.
It's the sequel to Rocky III.
Okay.
It is. It's a sequel.
Yeah.
It is a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't allow, but Mac, you can break the vote if you want to.
So what?
I mean, you could have gone Toy Story 3 if you wanted to.
Really?
Absolutely.
Those are all sequels.
Yeah, I didn't play like that.
That's you're Howie Roseman and I'm Brett Veach.
Batman Dark Knight Rises?
Could have picked that too.
Dark Knight is a sequel then too,
Dark
right?
Dark Knight's the actual sequel because it's second in the thing.
But it's a sequel to that too. I mean, maybe you like the third one better than the second one in a movie series.
Ugh. Batman Dark Knight. That's great then. Sweet.
And then the last pick of our draft, I'll take the Temple of Doom.
That's a good one.
Indiana Jones, the actual sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark. What a curveball.
It's a good draft.
Yeah.
What was your first pick again, Dusty?
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, yeah, okay, and yeah. Godfather 2. That's a solid
That's
one,
a
too.
Really
yeah.
solid one, too.
Which Godfather one of these is Binkley eating? You saw The Godfather yesterday. You don't need to see any more. One Jerry's
enough. Well, I could reword Temple of Doom, and I could tell you what Jay Binkley is eating. Yeah, that's right. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, which category is Binkley chowing down on? Toy Story 2, Empire Strikes Back, Rocky 4, Back to the Future 2, Hunger Games, Dark Knight, Terminator 2, Godfather 2, or Temple of Doom? Where is Binkley saddling up?
One of you two.
I think he's taking Dusty's.
Yeah, I think he is too.
You could put him on Twitter and see who won the sequels draft.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see who won that one, because Toy Story 2, Empire Strikes Back, and then randomly we got Rocky 4, which is, I will put an asterisk next to that.
I will not. It's a sequel.
I went Terminator 2, Godfather 2, Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones. Matt goes I'm surprised you didn't take Return of the Kings, Lord of the Rings.
I almost did, and then I thought of Dark Knight and Bob's Changing Rules. Yeah,
Dark Knight's a top five film in the history of films.
What was my first pick?
Your first pick was Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, Marty McFly.
Oh yeah, I took Hunger Games, Back to the Future, and then Dark Knight. Yes.
Yeah, you lost. That's fine though, but I mean, you're saved by the Dark Knight, and then people will probably be like, "Oh, Dark Knight, a third? That's what a steal!
What a steal! I got Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No doubt.
You got Will Levis. Wow, look at you.
Because I would say we probably have the four top sequels in movie history. I would say a lot of people would put Godfather 2 as the greatest sequel of all time.
You know what I saw? I did a lot of research on this yesterday of top movie sequels. Ooh. One list had Paddington Bear as number one.
I saw that.
Okay, you saw that
too. I saw that list, and I was like, wow.
That was,
okay.
I don't get that one.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, you have. I've heard nothing about it, so I don't know anything, so I can't speak on it.
But still number one?
But number one of all time? Like, I thought for sure Godfather 2 would be the number one sequel
that
of all time.
Easy.
Exactly, right? Followed by like Terminator 2, Back to the Future
Empire
2,
Strikes
Empire
Back.
Strikes Back,
yeah.
Temple of Doom, all that kind of stuff. Paddington was number one on multiple lists that I saw yesterday.
Maybe we got to see it. Maybe we're missing out.
I guess.
Seen a little bit of recency bias, though.
Yeah, what are you doing Thursday night? You want to come over to the crib and watch Paddington?
Get some Casey's Taco Pizza.
Oh, okay. I'm being convinced. Top Gun Maverick, multiple texts.
I was going to put that in as well. That was kind of another one that I was wavering on.
Yep that's a lot a good of text one. For yep. that one.
Mm-hmm. And a recent one, too, you know, where everybody's still kind of fired up about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens, another good one. Almost made my list. It's a good sequel.
Gremlins 2 could have come in on a lot of people's list.
We missed Home Alone 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I had Christmas Vacation on my list as well as ones that I would potentially go with because it's a great sequel.
Because, see, a lot of people are now arguing my pick, saying that Temple of Doom is technically before Raiders of the Lost Ark. But if that's the case, so is Godfather 2 before Godfather 1. Because doesn't he go back as young? Like, it's not technically like...
It's a prequel, sequel type thing.
It's second in the chain is what we're getting at. Like, the second movie. Not the fourth. The second movie in the chain.
Like Star Wars is all messed up sequentially. But
right. It starts in episode 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the sequel will be episode 2.
Got Matrix, a Matrix mention in there.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we get the clarification. Any sequel after the first is considered a sequel.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're getting at. We're not going chronological. We're not semantics in this thing. It's just real easy. I can't believe I didn't have Home Alone 2 on the list. But I don't know which one it would replace because I think Terminator 2 is the greatest movie of all time.
Wow.
So that's I wouldn't have replaced any of those with Home Alone 2. As much as I love it, it's not better as a movie than...
Bad Boys 2 is up there. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Is that the one where Reggie shows up to the front door? No, that's...
I think that's the first one, right?
No. Second one, I think.
Okay.
First one is Tia Leone. That's when I found out who she was. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. All right. All right.
Is Reno 911 considered a sequel to Cops?
I think it's a prequel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Major League 2?
Sucked.
Yeah, it's not
good. It sucked. It was not a good movie.
Yeah, it's
I wanted it to be good really bad, but it wasn't.
Caddyshack 2 is worse.
Oh, that's the worst sequel of all time.
Yeah.
Jackie Mason stunk in that movie.
Yeah. Somebody says, not trying to be a thanks coach, but I found out in the last year, Temple of Doom takes place in the year before Raiders of Lost Ark. Yes, but it's the second movie.
It's the second movie. Yeah.
He just thought that it was interesting. Yeah, if you look at the dates that nobody pays attention
to. Which I did not know, and I guess you have to be a savant to put that together.
I don't know. Raiders of Lost Ark technically takes place in 1936. I think Temple of Doom takes place in 1934 or 35. But either way, yes. Like that's.
Well, they brought you. They had a sequel to bring you back to show you how you got where you were.
Yeah, some of the best.
John Wick Chapter 2, Flooding, Ghostbusters 2. That was terrible.
That was awful, yeah.
Yeah. Rush
Ghostbusters
Hour
2. I mean, that movie stunk.
That's where, like, the slime comes through the portrait.
I mean, that was like, terrible. That was like, we got to get something else out here because people like this.
Ooh. From Russia with Love, that's a good one.
I don't know that one.
That's a James Bond.
Film. Yeah, and, like, every James Bond movie made the list of great sequels because they're all really good.
Lethal Weapon 2, fantastic
sequel.
Yeah,
had that on my list as well.
That's a really good one.
Yep.
I had Return of the Kings on mine because that's an amazing sequel.
Great. Yeah. That was definitely an honorable mention. A lot of text about
that one. I also had Back to the Future 2 because I think that's the best one of the franchise.
It's a great one.
Yeah, it's a great one. Back to the Future 3 is not a good movie, but I saw that on a lot of lists as well.
But Doc finds his love.
Shrek 2 made my
Shrek 2 is a good one.
A really good sequel. Really good sequel.
I want to put Anchorman 2 on there. That stunk.
Yeah, too bad.
Yep. Clerks 2 is good. That's a good one.
Hmm. Naked Gun 2.5 stunk. Yeah. 33 and a third, even worse.
And now Liam Neeson's going to be.
Now that looks good.
Okay. All right, let's dive into one word, Mac.
One word. Okay, one word. Let's start with the Royals, boys. Come on. Mm-hmm. You heard Vern yesterday say, let's go. One word on the Royals taking on the Rockies.
This was Vern yesterday.
Pick your head up, boys. Let's go. Right.
There it is.
Yep.
Thank you.
Uninteresting.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
It's the two lowest scoring teams in baseball.
Breakout. That's what it is.
The other
you break
angle,
it out. Yep. You get this team coming to your place. You had a day off. I mean, we could all agree that even when we get a random day off, that next day is like, wow, feels like we had a 3-day weekend. Didn't know that existed. Mm-hmm. You become a new person. You revive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that, you know, the other station is the Rockies, but let's call them the Rockies. We can come in. Maybe our offense was down last week. We bring our offense back after a day off. You get to go over against competition that's not as equal or better than you. Take advantage of that. Make an example of it. Break out of this slump. Sweep the Rockies. Sweeping the Rockies will bring that interest meter back up towards the fan base, which is very flat right now because – I don't know if you know this or not. There is a huge NFL draft on Thursday night, which is where everyone's attention is.
Uh-huh.
I see you, text line. I hear you. I know you're there. But again, you sweep the Rockies, and then you get that 3-game series against Houston. There's a Mike Moustakas bobblehead on Saturday. You get a little bit
I'll
of juice
there.
Going back. You sweep the Rockies, take 2 out of 3 from Houston. You've won, what, 5 games in 7 days? That can bring
That'll
some interest
people back.
Back.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, revival. That's what tonight is.
I haven't been to the K this season yet. That's really what they need. So this next Saturday, they'll get that rejuvenation.
I will not be anywhere near the K.
That's true. Yeah, you got to
stay away.
They
don't need me.
You mentioned the NFL draft. One word on draft week.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited, whether you're picking at Tennessee or you're picking at Philadelphia. 1-32, everybody's excited to see who their new players are going to be. Mm. It's the kind of the beginning of that football season. So for me, it's excitement.
I don't know. Beginning? There's a lot of teams. There's about 15 teams in this draft that are banking on a player to really change their franchise, whether that's an offensive lineman, defensive edge rusher, whether it's a wide receiver, a quarterback. It's interesting. It's a beginning. And for other teams, it's continuing, right? Like, can you keep guys going along that can replace other guys? Not a lot of people do it like Veach and Roseman. Can somebody kind of be that next team that can do that? Can these teams, like, add to their talent rosters? And also, can they continue to be good? So it's a beginning and a continuing for the NFL draft, for one word.
It's so big, ESPN already has their countdown clock going. Ooh. 59 hours, 25 minutes, and 57 seconds until the first pick of the draft.
Beaton's got the same clock above his bed.
Yeah, he's had one going for since last year. Yeah.
365
like that
days,
countdown to St. Patrick's Day at every Irish bar, you know?
100%.
Beakley has that in his house to the draft. His mom's like, what's this clock?
They had that clock at Clancy's. It was always fun to go back the next day to see if it had restarted. And, of course, it had restarted.
Restarted? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd say hope. You always say the NFL sells hope, Bob. That's what this draft week is. That's why it's so great. One word on The Chiefs trading up or trading down? We had Mitch Holtis on yesterday, voice of the Chiefs, and that's something that he kind of said in passing, that he feels like this is a move up or move down. One word.
Depends. And that means who's there. Is there somebody that you love? Like we always go back to the Xavier Worthy and Trent McDuffie. You know, those guys were slipping. They loved them. They traded up. They got them. Look where we are.
Hopeful. Because either you're hopeful they trade up because then they pick earlier. You're hopeful they trade out because then you know the first round. You don't really have to have your eye to the TV. Dude,
there's only one pick left after that, though. Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe you get some more, you know, change in the jar in the second round if you trade out of the first. But yeah, hopeful because you'll get a decision sooner than later because 31, that's a long grind out draft it's like, oh, why are they picking one? Oh, thanks for reminding me. They lost in the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. I have to think about this again. So yeah, hopeful they trade up. That means they're really serious about somebody that maybe did slip. They trade back. They think they can get a lot of junk or not junk. They get a lot of juice in that second round, third round picks. And then you don't have to wait all night to see him pick at 31.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yes. The less you have to wait is nice.
So let me ask you this.
But there's also the probability of sneaking back into the first round, too. If you stockpile a bunch of picks, and then you can sneak back into the first round if you do trade up, you know?
What will your interest be if the Chiefs do trade out of the first round?
Interest level in?
Like the draft.
Probably more, because that means they really believe there's a lot of good players in the second, third, and fourth rounds.
Yeah, I'll be more locked in on Friday.
I'm talking about that night.
That night?
Let's say pick. You know, 16 comes up and there's a trade and the Chiefs traded out at 31. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
But let's just say there's an announcement, the Chiefs trade out at 31. And I guess you still have to wait till the 31st pick, but
yeah, it would, I mean, it would, yeah, I don't know.
Either way, the draft's over after that.
It would make me look at my bet a little bit more willingly, being like, okay.
I mean, there's only one more pick after that, so, I mean, you've already made it that far. You might as well continue to go and, you know, figure out who the end of the first round is. Because it's not like the NBA draft where everybody's going to get traded after the first round. Yeah. But you never know what's going to happen after the first round. Wheels start moving. Teams start making phone calls. Things could be potentially happening. So, yeah, I mean, she's picking at 31. If they trade up, great. If they trade back, then you're like, oh, man, I waited all this time, and now we don't get a pick, right? That sucks.
It's what the Patriots did a lot. It worked out well for them.
Yes. I mean, yeah, keep watching what New England did.
The model franchise.
It's exactly right. One word on Kawhi Leonard last night, 15 for 19, 4 for 7 from 3, 39 points in the 105-102 win against the Nuggets.
The fact that he was 15 of 19 and only had 39 points is a little concerning to me, though. I mean,
you want more?
Yeah.
Well, that's where 30 of his points
came from. But you got to have more. I don't know. I think that the point total is low.
Go look at a James Harden stat from 5 years ago. I have 44 points, and he'd be 22 of 23 from the free throw line.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. Westbrook. Russell Westbrook would have to take 70 shots to get 40 points.
One word is huge. If you're going to stick it to the Denver Nuggets, who have no head coach and a bunch of chaos, is now Nikola Jokic just calling out Michael Porter Jr., who just said, I wasn't feeling it the other night, so I just thought I'd just, you know, hang around.
Yeah.
What a bag that guy is. But yeah, that was literally the Jokic called him out in the press conference. I thought it was hilarious. But it was huge for Kawhi, right? You split the series, you go back to your place in LA, and now you have a chance to either take 2-2 from there or regain the advantage on game 3 and go up 2-1 and put the hand of the claw in business.
Shouldn't this have been a sweep?
No. Clippers are good.
No, the Clippers are really good.
No. I mean, the Clippers sweeping Denver them getting rid of their head coach and all the turmoil that they've gone through.
No, because they're the best player in the world.
Okay, so what you're saying is it doesn't matter who coaches these teams. Really, it doesn't. And that's kind of where we are.
As far as a team like the Nuggets, who have consistently won and won a title and have the best player in the world, I think at that point, the only thing you're really coaching is end of the quarter, end of a half, or end of a game, draw up a play out of bounds.
Yeah, and is anybody really paying attention to that kind of stuff? So I think if Denver wins this series, which I don't think they will, but if they do, why have head coaches in the NBA?
Out of bounds plays. This coach is doing really well for them. He's drawing up good plays. He's managing personalities. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a tougher job than maybe people give it credit for.
No, it's tough because you got to manage the personalities.
Yep.
But I mean, to say that you have an impact on the game, I mean, it's like a baseball manager, maybe 10 games a year, basketball maybe 8 games a year. Maybe.
One guy who did have an impact on the game, Nico Harrison, this was him yesterday.
Didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team.
stupid, dumb, ignorant.
Yeah, just Percy.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
Percy from the Green Mile, playing stupid, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time once again. Like Charles Barkley said, hey, man, just go home. Just stay off TV. Stop doing interviews, man. Like, it's not good. You're killing yourself faster in your respectful image of being a credible GM, which he will be fired in the next week.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be a Mavericks
fan. And then
fan.
Him leaving, trying to get out of the locked door, may have been the best yes, part of the press conference.
Awesome. Your key fob no longer works.
I mean, pulling on that door, like, yeah, par for the course, man. Par for that course.
I think it's kind of similar to what was the guy's name for Chicago, the head coach? Gosh.
Which, Chicago
Bears.
Bears.
Matt Eberflus. Right? He lost that embarrassing game on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, Matt.
They had him explain the situation in the game. He's like, I wouldn't have changed anything. Next day, fired.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. How long was his buyout? How long is Nico's buyout going to be? Because he can be living the buyout life, man. Go to Cancun and enjoy yourself. Hell with this.
Wherever you want to go. It is a Tuesday, so two guys in this building, at least that I am looking at, are very excited about this day of the week. I, again, the single guy, get to sit back and hear stories, but Bob comes back on the other side with the Tuesday threesome.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This is aorta, not heart. The knockoff brand. As you're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, happy Tuesday to you two. Must be nice. Get your got your card ready for tonight? Ready to lock, stock, and, well, I'll stop there. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. What's on the menu for you guys tonight?
I was just talking to my younger daughter. I think her and I are going to go out to dinner tonight. So
nice.
I don't know. What's
Applebee's?
No. Yes. No. I don't think my kids ever been to Applebee's.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Let them get the chicken finger basket once.
If you're going for chicken fingers, you're going to Chili's, man. Dairy the chicken Queen. Crispers are the best there. Dairy Queen's got good fingers, too, man.
Mm. Mac and cheese at Applebee's. Come on.
You want to keep going with the menu?
Just keep on going, yeah. I think it's a 2 for $25 now, but still a good deal.
Yeah, there you go.
The 2 for $25, yeah.
Two for $25.
I mean, they can microwave ribs with the best of them.
Do you like have her pick a place, you pick a place, then flip a coin?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if she just suggests, I don't
care.
You're
like, please say Cava, please say Cava.
I wish she would say Cava. That would be good. Actually, I basically just suggest Cava and say that's where we're going.
She's never been there?
My younger... Yeah, maybe she has. I'm trying to think if we've been there. I know my older daughter and I have.
So will the oldest go with mom to dinner? Younger
she's got
dad?
Team dinner tonight. It's Tuesdays. They do soccer dinners on Tuesdays.
Cool. Oh, nice.
So they got that going
on. Like someone's house?
It's actually at the school in the faculty lounge back where the teachers smoke cigarettes. You know, I don't know if it was like that for you guys, but for us, you went into the teacher's room back in the day. It was a smoke show. And I'm not talking about the hot teachers. I'm talking about the teachers puffing on Salems, man.
No, we didn't.
Sitting back there burning menthols as the day was long. And you'd have to go in there. Oh, I didn't know Miss Johnson smoked. And they're all in there. Do you need something as they're smoking out of the hole in their neck? I just was going to inhale the dittos and the whiteout, but I clearly am getting a secondhand smoke here. So, yeah, if you guys never had the old teacher's room where you had to go in, look for the teacher in the smoke-filled room. Woo! They had to switch to the boiler room and smoke with the janitors.
That's where I'd be. Now, they just had, like, somebody's birthday cake on the table. Eating like ramen noodles, talking, gossip. We didn't have anybody smoke. Smokey wasn't allowed.
Wasn't allowed back then. But yeah, but when you're in, you know, you're going to school, 77, I was born to like 82, 83.
Yeah, for sure.
They're just short of smoking in the classroom.
Bob's like, when we acted up, the principal swatted us on the ass with a ruler.
Not quite, but we were told, I mean, if you went to the Catholic school in town, you got smacked on the,
Nuts.
Yeah, you better believe you did. But not at our school. But they were like, well, back in our day, we would send a note that you could spank our children.
Well, wasn't Bud Lathrop like spanking kids
in
the 90s?
Yeah,
I remember him at Raytown. Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, he spanks his players.
He had a ruler. I mean, there was a whole story.
Like a paddle.
That's right. It was a paddle. Yeah. That's exactly
R.I.P.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bud Lathrop, one of the great coaches of all time and spankers. Yeah, it was spanking kids, man.
Someone from the text line says, someone please enlighten me on what is kava. So it's Mediterranean food, but in a setup like Chipotle.
Yeah, it's basically Chipotle Mediterranean. Yeah, you go in there and you get to choose whether all your stuff. It's right there in front of you. Go. I'm telling you, it is a fantastic place. I know Sean Barber's a big fan of kava, but that may be a spot tonight we go. I don't know. But usually it's like Chipotle or Chick-fil-A, you know, the standard how it is with kids.
Drive through or go in and eat?
If it's Chick-fil-A, probably the drive-thru.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's everything else, probably go in and eat.
My problem is my Chick-fil-A doesn't make it home, and I live 5 minutes away. Mm. I'm like, well, it's hot. I better eat it now.
Exactly.
Gotta keep that bag sealed until you get out of the parking lot.
It's the hardest thing to do, though. Like, when you have those fries in there, and you're like, don't open it. Yeah. The heat's going
to
get out.
There was an idiot that I went to college with, and he, like, would go get pizza and put it in the trunk of his car and drive home with the pizza in the trunk.
Well, the key now is you have to open the pizza box and slightly close it so that the air gets in so it cools it down.
Pizza's too hot for you. When was the last time you went and picked up your own pizza, though?
Like probably 3 weeks ago at Funhouse.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
They don't deliver.
It's been a minute, right? Since you actually went and picked up the pizza.
Yeah.
Because back in my day, when I was growing up, you didn't have anything delivered. That's how they were screwing you.
Mm-hmm.
With the charges, or
I don't know. Everybody in life was screwing us back then. It didn't matter. Don't go after that free lollipop. They're screwing you. They're gonna get you. How?
From the 913. This is maybe what they want—a threesome of mine. When are we gonna get you to try the 999 challenge, Dusty? Maybe do it from home with a couple of homegrown dogs.
Well,
I don't know if I could do it. Maybe like 9 Zins, 9 beers, and 9 like I don't know dogs. I don't know if I can eat 9 hot dogs.
9 hot dogs is
tough. That's the hitter. That's
the 9 beers is the, I mean, I think both of those are terrible.
No, yeah. I think with the hot dogs, you got to do like 3 in the first inning, wait a few innings,
oh God,
knock down like 2. I'm doing these in chunks.
I'm going to have chunks.
Yeah, I'm getting sick thinking about it. Really, 9 hot dogs topped off with 9 beers and 9 innings? Forget about it.
Bloated. Hold on. Somebody says in the text line, the new Chick-fil-A fries are bad. They have fries that are different than
waffle
fries?
They have new fries? I haven't seen the new Chick-fil-A fries. Last time we went, we got waffle fries. Why would you deviate?
Oh.
The waffle fry is the perfect surface area fry for everything. I mean, when you talk about, like, you know, cheese and bacon and all that kind of stuff melted on the fry, you got to have a waffle fry.
We changed our waffle pie.
Waffle pie? Waffle pie?
Waffle pie.
Jerry back?
Yeah.
Pre-ups of the week, it was strawberry pie. Hell yeah, it was,
Jerry.
Was that pie, Jerry?
Waffle fry recipe. So they incorporated a coating of pea starch to enhance.
Yeah, you're out.
Crispiness.
Yeah, I'll get the mac and cheese until they go back.
Pea
I did not know that.
Starch.
And make them stay crispy longer. There it is.
Okay, I understand that. Like, but was somebody asking for this? It's like McDonald's coming in and go, we're changing our fry. No, we're not. We're not changing something that is really good. We're not messing with something that doesn't work.
Mm.
Why would you do that if you're Chick-fil-A? There's literally lines out your restaurant. I wouldn't change anything.
That's like McDonald's being like, we have gone to potato wedges. No,
no, no, no.
No.
I mean, look at Burger King. They change their fries every 6 months, like the music on this station. How is that working for Burger King?
Well, you get to have it your way. It's your rules.
Right. Okay, but I saw Burger King commercial yesterday, and I immediately went back to like high school. We got double cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers for 99 cents. It was like a deal, right? And so I'm thinking about those cheeseburgers. They were good back. When was the last time you got up in the morning and said, you know what? Burger King is where I'm going today. Does anybody wake up and think Burger King with all the commercials that they have?
Do you see the top text?
Burger King.
No, it says, Rob, quote, Chick-fil-A is now washed.
Oh, that's a good one. Tell you, Carrington, those fries are terrible. Chick-fil-A is washed. Yeah, Rob, you're absolutely right about that. I miss the old fries. They were better.
All right, what's your Tuesday threesome?
Oh, Chick-fil-A fries.
Chick-fil-A fries.
Yeah. I got cheese curds.
Ooh, okay.
A game at Petco Park. And an outfield bat that hits over 250.
Well. That's a tough threesome.
I didn't read these before, so that's the first time. That was fantastic. Where I'm going, man.
Are the cheese curds from Culver's?
It's Wisconsin week, man, with the draft and Green Bay. So you're going curds?
Yeah. I mean, Freddy's curds are good, but I feel so guilty eating those. Every time I bite into them, it's like a gusher, but it's not fruit juice.
Oh, no, it's grease. It's grease, yeah.
It's like, yeah. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah,
like,
but if they squeak, that's how you know they're fresh. Mm-hmm. You've got to have the squeaky curd.
Yeah, and Culver's, man, like, I mean, I'll get weird with those. Because they give you like 100. Like,
do you remember the first time you cheese curded? Because I do. It was at Bo's and Mine in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Mine was in Osceola.
Everybody talked about the cheese curds up there. And you went up there and you said, I'll take a side of cheese curds. And they came out in a basket. And that paper was full of grease. Mm. And then you look at yourself and you say, in what do I dip these? Is it a ketchup?
Well,
is it a tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Is it a ranch? Is it a barbecue? I mean, the number of dipping sauces for cheese curds is endless.
Culver's normally says you either eat them plain with ranch or marinara.
Ooh, marinara would be good.
See, that's where I would go with the tomato sauce,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
I always go ranch.
Plain, though, is great.
Plain could be good, but you have to sprinkle, I think, like sea salt on top with a big grain of salt, you know?
I like that.
Put that on top.
And I don't know what it is, but I think the best cheese curd is that little tiny guy that's in the bottom that's just crispy.
But that's not cheese. That's just dough.
No, but there's cheese in it. Man. It's just like cheese.
It's a little extra ball. The leavens, the cheese curd leavens.
It's like when your mom or grandma used to make fried chicken and you'd get the little crispies out of the pan and eat them.
Those are always good. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're going.
I'll take an outfield bat.
An outfield bat.
An outfield bat.
I mean, hitting 250 today's league's got tough.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The average is what, 240?
Nice.
Is that what the average hitter's hitting in baseball? Good Lord, they suck. I mean, seriously, 240 is the average big league average right now? That blows. That's not interesting.
He's doing due diligence on typing in, what's the average batting average for a major league baseball player?
And Google's like, well, typically the player's around 250. I'm like, no. I want to know what is it right now. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll find it later.
But I mean, come on. It's around 250. Mm.
So which one do you choose?
Curves? The game at Petco Park.
Yeah. That'd be a cool view.
It's awesome.
Would you go see Paul Skeens?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, is he playing against the Padres? So that's
sick.
Right now it is 237.
Oh, God.
And on that note, we'll talk about the Royals on the other side, or will we? 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to...
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.